half the distance to the goal line, so they're inside the 10 to about the 7.5, 8-yard line, we'll call it there. With 6:04 left in regulation, Ubley knocking on the door once again. They lead USA 22-12 in week number one of MHSA football.
First and goal now for the Bearcats.
Working off that right hash. Matt Mychek surveying the prairie, waiting for that play clock to get down as low as possible. It's a handoff to the left side to number 22, Jonathan Brandle, and he gets down to the 5-yard line before he is stopped by Cooper Coffold for a 3-yard gain. Second down, goal to go from the 5.
Jonathan Brandle, 13 carries, 60 yards. He's had a very nice game. He's had the bulk of the carries so far tonight for the Bearcats, with them taking it easy on Derek Brown. You've seen a couple Kellers get the ball a little bit. They've really mixed it around quite a bit with Matt Mychek keeping it as well. So 4 or 5 options we've seen so far for Coach Kaufman in his arsenal. And now again, you see Derek Brown still on the field. Expect him maybe to get another carry here down inside the goal line.
D formation in between the hash marks. Favoring the right side, a handoff to Derek Brown inside the 5, all the way down to the goal line. Stopped at the 1-yard line, shy of the end zone. But it will bring up a third down and manageable. Brought down by Cooper Caulfield. Johnny in the spot, especially these last on this possession. It's on less than the 1-yard line.
Again, Derek Brown just brings a different element to this football team. Hit at the line of scrimmage, and before the play is done, he's got it right in front of the goal line. He gets probably 3, maybe 4 tough yards on that run, and it puts him right down again on the goal line now, leaving pretty much anyone here to carry the football, or we've seen play action to Anthony Sweeney a couple times already tonight.
D formation off the right hash. Mychek hands it off to Derek Brown, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Ubley. Ubley now has 28 points with a 2-point conversion upcoming with 4:06 left in the fourth quarter. USA with 12 points. Dave, could it be that the last dagger?
It certainly could. 4 minutes to go in this game. Again, USA does not feature that explosive offense. They feature a similar offense that Ubley does. It's 3 or 4 yards and a cloud of dust. And let's see, looks like Ubley, of course, going to line up for the 2-point conversion here.
They started this drive with great field position at the 37-yard line, and they marched it in to the end zone over 4 minutes and 12 seconds. First touchdown of the second half for the Ubley Bearcats. As Mychek rolls to his left, passes, and it's short, thrown at the feet of Gavin Palace. And the 2-point conversion is no good. The score stays Ubley 28, USA 12. On the WLEW Sports Network, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electro waves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service. No texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor. And live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
Ubley having all the fun tonight as Dominic Rosenthal kick goes down to the 19-yard line. Brought in by USA there onto the 32-yard line, where USA will start their drive as they trail Ubley by 16 points, 28-12, with 3:59 left in the fourth quarter, brought down by Derek Brown.
Well, USA takes over again, down 16 points, 4 minutes to go in this game. About all you can do. you're already a very low chance of winning this game. So about all you can do is test your offense, try to speed up the process a little bit, see if you can't get a little bit of a hurry-up offense going, get a few more plays in, and maybe open the playbook up and see what Ryan Kind really has, because down the stretch, you never know what you're going to need him for come conference play time.
It's a handoff through the middle. Off to number 13, Tanner Foley. He gets out close to the first down marker. It'll be about 9 yards across to the 41-yard line, brought down by Darren Soule. And the officials are saying, first down, move the chains. First and 10 for USA, first time in a while.
That's a pretty good spot. I thought he was a good yard short. They're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, move the chains. That's good for USA. That keeps the time stopped for a split second so they can get the call in. Now they'll start the clock, and USA is under center.
T formation working off the left hash, first and 10. Kine keeping it for himself and throwing downfield, has a man open. It's a little underthrown, but he completes it to Macklin Gettle at the 38-yard line. As it was underthrown, had to come back for it, make sure both feet were in, and he does so. First and 10 inside Ubley territory, move the chains for USA, their second time with a 21-yard reception.
Good adjustment there by Macklin Gettle. He streaked through. He got behind Jonathan Brandle. Jonathan recovered nicely to get back on the play, but Macklin Gettle makes the adjustment, comes back to the ball, gets both feet down before he steps out of bounds. A nice first down and stops the clock.
And it's a handoff to the right side as number 45, Macklin Gettle, surging across to about the 30-yard line, started at the 38-yard line. It's an 8-yard gain brought down by Anthony Sweeney. And suddenly, USA is starting to roll a little bit to wrap up this fourth quarter.
That's what they were hoping to get out of Macklin Gettle all game long. When he gets a set ahead of speed, he can certainly run some guys over, gets a nice gain on first down.
Second down, 2 yards to go, working off the right hash. It's a pitch out to the right side to Hunter Bone across the 30-yard line, down to the 27-yard line, forced out of bounds by Aaron Klama. To stop the clock at 2:53 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley leading USA 28-12. And they're saying it's enough for a first down. Move the chains once again.
And the tackle was made out of bounds, so the clock will stop. Aaron Klama, 6'6", 225. He's in the middle of that defensive line, hustling to the sideline to make the tackle, showing a nice, some nice athletic ability there. And again, now USA under center in that wing T offense.
First and 10. And it's a handoff to number 13, Tanner Foley, coming around the left end, cuts back into the middle of the field, spins over the 20-yard line, and finally brought down at the 18. He'll be shy. They're going to mark him down at the 19-yard line, brought down by Nathan Keller. And it is a timeout called by USA with 2:40 left in the fourth. A nice 9-yard gain for Tanner Foley as USA is now in the red zone for the first time in quite some time.
Now you're seeing a combination of the Ubley Bearcats put themselves in that prevent defense where they are a little bit more relaxed, willing to give up a few yards. They want to try to make tackles in bounds so that the clock continues to run and it forces USA to use their timeouts. On the other side of things, you're seeing USA pick up the pace. You've seen a play-action pass that was successful. That kind of loosened up the Ubley defense a little more. Now you've seen guys like Macklin Gettle and Tanner Foley get a little room to run now, and all of a sudden those 2-3 yard gains are turning into 7-9 yard gains, which is what Coach Langs wanted to happen in the first half of this game.
Checking the scoreboard around the region, last we saw, Cass City was leading Flint Hamity 28-14. Harbor Beach leads Bad Axe 52-20 late in the third quarter. And North Huron, last we heard, was still facing off with Weberville. That was still in the first half. Brown City is losing to New Haven 14-8, we do believe, per our Twitter feed. Thank you to those out there. Kine hands it off to the right side, facing a second and 2, and Ubley is up for the task out at the 18-yard line. They stop the frontal assault. Number 45, Macklin Gettle, your ball carrier, brought down by Dominic Rosenthal. Shy of the first down by about a yard, third down, 1 yard to go. A straight tee with Kine under center. He's going to keep it for himself, rolling to his right to pass into double coverage. And this one is incomplete, was intended for Hunter Bone down at the 1 yard line. Had a man in front of him, a man behind him. He had to elevate for it and fell incomplete.
Yeah, Jonathan Brando did a nice job as the deep safety, staying behind the intended receiver. When that ball come close, he jumps up.